This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at linscombewealth.com.
Houston is a big city, really big, and we have a thriving performing arts scene with tons of organizations that feature local talent as well as groups from out of town in some phenomenal performances that I would love to share with you. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this is Encore Houston. This week, we're featuring, for the first time, Decamera, a chamber music organization that offers both classical and jazz artists throughout their season. The performance on this episode is from a concert this past January featuring the Elias Quartet. This London-based group are frequent guests of Decamera, so you can potentially look forward to hearing them more in the future. The first work from the concert is a Beethoven string quartet. If you tuned in for our last episode from Chamber Music Houston featuring Quatuor Reben, you might remember me talking about Beethoven's three creative periods, early, middle, and late. This particular quartet comes from that middle period, and is actually considered the last of his middle period quartets. It's known as the Serioso Quartet, a name that comes from the composer's own designation, and it definitely has a certain somber weight to it until the very end. Here is the Elias Quartet, Sarah Bitlock and Donald Grant violins, Martin Saving viola, and Marie Bitlock cello.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Quartetto Serioso by Ludwig van Beethoven, performed by the Elias Quartet at a Decamera concert in January of this year at the Manil Collection. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media. We'll conclude the program with a quartet by Johannes Brahms. This is the second of two quartets that he wrote around the same time in the early 1870s. This quartet is notable for its highly lyrical quality, which becomes immediately apparent in the first movement. And though there are moments of sprightly, kinetic energy in the third and fourth movement, the music overall is fairly luxurious, taking its time to develop. Here is the Elias Quartet once more with Brahms's Quartet No. 2 in A minor, Opus 51.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Quartet No. 2 in A minor by Johannes Brahms. You heard the Elias Quartet, consisting of violins Sarah Bitlock and Donald Grant, viola Martin Saving, and cello Marie Bitlock, in performance at a Decamera concert at the Manil Collection this past January. And before we go, we have a pair of encore performances, which I'll let the ensemble's Scottish member, Donald Grant, explain.
So, we'll play you two tunes from Scotland, which is where I'm from. The first is from the Shetland Islands, and it's called Da Day Dawn. And this, we think it's the oldest tune that exists in Scotland, and it would traditionally be played by the community fiddle player who would go around their area playing this tune on New Year's morning to wake everyone up. And then we'll play a tune called Callum's Road. This is written by the Scottish musician Donald Shaw. And Callum was the lighthouse keeper at the very north end of the island of Rathsea. And they didn't have proper roads there until fairly recently, even though they campaigned for years and years to the council. And when Callum's wife, Lexi, she got ill and had to be going over to the mainland to get to hospital quite regularly. So Callum took matters into his own hands. He went out, he bought a wheelbarrow, a spade, a pick, and a book that was called How to Build a Road. And it took him a few years, but he did it and became a bit of a hero at the same time.
Thank you.
two Scottish tunes, Da Day Dawn and Callum's Road, an encore performance by the Elias Quartet at their most recent performance for Decamera in January. You can find out more about the quartet at eliasstringquartet.com and more on Decamera at decamera.com. I'm Joshua Zinn, and this has been Encore Houston. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for Kinetic, the Conductorless Ensemble, here on Houston Public Media. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might like another Houston Public Media podcast about classical music called Classical Classroom. Host Daisha Clay knows basically nothing about classical music, so each week she invites experts to teach her about it. Learn along with her about important composers, pieces, and classical music themes. Check it out at houstonpublicmedia.org/classroom and wherever podcasts are found.